我们今天晚上要开始看撒母耳记上。
This evening we'll begin the study in the First Samuel.
礼拜五我们在年轻人的聚会中间也是看这一本书。
On Friday evening in the Young Adults and Youth Fellowship, we are also studying this book.
但是我们看和他们看就不一样。
But our study is different from their study.
他们是看的浮面一点。
And their study is more on the surface.
而我们要看是看的深入一点。
When we study this book, we will study a little bit more in depth.
我们特别要提出来的就是
We want to especially make mention.
属灵的历史就是神做工的记录。
That the spiritual history is the way that God works. It's the record of God's work.
那说从历史的里面，我们不仅是看见历史的过程。
From the history that's recorded, not only do we see.History being revealed.
我们必须要看到在历史里面神的心意的发表。
But we also must see what God's heart is as it's developed as we read into the history.
和神做工的方法。
And also to see the method by which God works.
那忽略这两样，那我们看属灵的历史就如同看普通的历史一样。
Without these two aspects, spiritual history then would just be like any other history.
我们感谢赞美神。
We praise and thank our God.
我们一直这样读下来的时候。
As we continue to study.
我们看到以色列人怎样进到迦南，出离开埃及。
We saw how the Israelites was able to leave Egypt.
他们怎样在路程上接受神的训练。
And how they received God's commandments and training in their journey. And how they entered into Canaan.
在迦南里面是经历了神。
And how they experienced God in the land of Canaan.
也按照神的信实承受了产业。
And how according to God's arrangements they received their inheritance.
但是不久我们就看到他们败落了。
But not long thereafter, we see that they have gone astray.
原因就在他们的根基还没有很深地扎在神的心意的里头。
The reason being that they have not held fast to God's heart and desire.
他们有经历，但是那个经历是浮面的。
They have experience, but the experience is superficial.
他们有知道，但是那个知道是停留在知识上面的。
They have knowledge, but their knowledge remains just mere knowledge.
那所以在四世纪的里头，我们看到很快很快，他们就离弃了神的道路。
So practically, we see that very quickly they leave the path of God.
那一直来到了撒母耳记。
And so now, until it comes to First Samuel.
那么我们看到四世纪的时候，就看到他们那个。属灵上的混乱真的是到了没有办法挽救的那个关系。
We see through the age of judges how they have come to the end in terms of their condition.
那么若是我们把四世纪跟撒母耳记接连起来的话，
But when we connect then the book of Judges and First Samuel,
我们就看到神在这两卷书的里面是带出了一个非常明显的转变。
We see how God reveals to us through these books a very important change.
那很简单的来说就是
very simply stated,
从士师进到君王
from the age of judges into a period of kings,
而从一个民族进到一个国度
from a people into a kingdom.
那这是一个非常大的转变。
This is a very big change.
那在这一个转变的过程的当中，插进了一个路德记。
In the process of this turning point, there is also included the matter concerning the book of Ruth.
那路德记是士师当政的时候当中所发生的一段事情。
The period that's revealed in the book of Ruth occurs within the period of the judges.
那在路德记的里面主要的那一个目的不是说到以利米勒的那一家人他的遭遇。
The most important point in regards to the book of Ruth is not about what has occurred to the family of Naomi.
乃是要带出大卫。
But rather to bring forth the focus onto David.
从路德来引出大卫。
Through Ruth,to reveal David.
我们看到神的手在历史的里面是这样一步一步的引过来。
And we see how God's hand, step by step, is revealed in this fashion.
那么所以从那个图启示上面我们看见大卫了。
So, from a hidden, perspective,
revelation,
then we see David.
那么大卫怎么从启示里头成为一个真实的人？
But how is David to become a real person in this revelation?
那这个就是撒母耳记上。
This is what is reported in 1 Samuel.
而我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
神知道他的百姓在什么时候该走到什么样的地步。
He knows what particular, to what particular point his people need to walk to.
所以神是一步一步的领他们走在其中。
And so therefore God leads them step by step.
那所以我们看撒母耳记上的时候，我们可以说是在神在属灵的历史里头一个新的时代的开始。
So in 1 Samuel, we recognize it in the spiritual history as a new beginning point for God.
那这个新的时代的开始
as this new period, a new era begins,
开始在什么地方呢？
Where is the beginning?
不是开始在哪里有一个人叫做以利加拿。
It does not begin with the recording that now there is a certain man.
在他家里面有一些家事。
How there was this particular event that had happened in his family.
那不是这个。
That is not the beginning.
这个只是历史的过程。
This is merely the what had happened in history.
作为一个新的时代的开始。
But the beginning of this new era
是开始在一个祷告。
Begins with a prayer.
那这一个祷告就带进了这一个新的时代。
This prayer brings forth a new era.
当然这个祷告和以利加拿这一家所发生的事情是不能脱开的。
Of course, this particular prayer cannot be taken in context outside the context of the family of Elkanah.
但是我们不能不注意的。
So we cannot help but to take notice.
像以利加拿这个家庭的事情天天都有，处处都有。
What has occurred in the family of Elkanah, it occurs many times over each and every day.
那是一个平凡事。
It is a very common event.
不是什么特别的事。
There is nothing special about it.
所以我们不说他那个家里头发生的事情是一个起头。
So what has occurred in his family is not recognized as a new beginning.
而是看到这一个家里面有一个人的祷告，那是整个时代的起头。
But rather we see the prayer of an individual that is in this family, that is the mark of the new era.
但是我们要看的时候，我也不能不看他这一个祷告的背景。
Of course, when we study it, we cannot help but to look at the reason for the bringing about of this prayer.
撒母耳记上一开始就讲到他的父亲。
As 1 Samuel begins, it tells us of his father.
那他的父亲是什么人呢?
Who is the father?
一开始就说是以法莲三地的一个以法莲人。
It tells us from the very beginning that this man was from the hill country of Ephraim, that he was an Ephraimite.
因此呢，我们不细心读神的话呢。
If we are not meticulous in our study of God's words, then we would just gloss over this. But if we want to take note more meticulously, we'll discover Samuel is priest. He is also a judge. Now there is no problem to the fact that he is a judge. But by what criteria does he fulfill to become a priest? His father is an Ephraimite, born in the hill country of Ephraim. Can an Ephraimite become a priest? This is a very serious question. If we know that at the time that God chose Aaron, God's promise was, that you and your descendants for a generation shall be priest.
那也就是说，不是亚伦的后代就没有条件做祭司。
In other words, if anyone is not from the line of Aaron, they would not be qualified to be priest.
那这个怎么，这个以法莲出生的撒母耳，竟然做了祭司？
So how could it be that Samuel, who was born of an Ephraimite, can take the position of a priest?
并且他这个祭司还把君王引进来的。
And in addition, that this priest was to bring forth the king.
那为什么这是很严肃的问题？
Brothers and sisters, this is a very solemn question.
那所以我们首先必须对
So it's very important that we initially understand very clearly about the position that Samuel holds. And then we might think of, brothers and sisters might think of Melchizedek that is recorded in
Hebrews.
Because God needed to raise up another line of priests to replace the line of Aaron. So therefore he raised up Melchizedek.
那所以现在撒母耳大概就是那个这个摩西喜德的一个预表。So
then we might think that Samuel is that symbol is to symbolize Melchizedek who is to come.
弟兄姐妹千万不要这样想。But
brothers and sisters, do not think that way.
第一，摩西喜德比撒母耳早。First
of all, Melchizedek came long before Samuel.
第二。
Secondly,
预表从来没有一个普通人来讲的。
In the matter of symbolism, nothing would be ever given as a symbol of a common man.
永远是指着基督和他的所作来说的。
Symbolism would only hold true to manifest, to symbolize what the Lord is or what he has done.
那所以我们不能这样看。
So we cannot interpret this matter in this fashion.
那既然这样的话，那撒母耳他究竟凭什么，他可以在神这个计划里头站在那个重要的地位？
So by what criteria does Samuel fulfill in order to stand in this most important position before God?
从政治那一方面来说，他是祭司。
So politically speaking, he is a stands in the place of a judge. From the spiritual standpoint, he is a priest.
那究竟他凭什么来站在这样的一个位置上？
So by what criteria is he able to take these positions?
弟兄姊妹们，我们要注意。
So brothers and sisters, we need to take note.
我先要让弟兄姊妹领会一件事。
I would like for brothers and sisters to first understand.
在旧约的历史的里边，常常提到什么什么人。
Oftentimes in the Old Testament, it is recorded this and this person.
就不是根据他的宗族来提的。
And it is not recorded in a, together with his ancestors. But it is recorded. It is not written according to his ancestors.
多半是根据他住在什么地方来说明的。
Oftentimes instead, the reference is made to the place in which he resides.
我们住在旧金山，我们就叫做旧金山人。
We live in San Francisco, and so therefore we are San Franciscans.
一些人住在LA，他就是LA人。
Someone who lives in Los Angeles, he is identified with Los Angeles.
那三藩市人跟LA人不是根据他们的宗族。
Now whether or not, when you recognize someone as a San Franciscan or someone from Los Angeles, that does not pertain to their lineage.
乃是根据他的居住地。
It is according to the place where they reside.
来确定那个人的身份。
To determine his or her identity.
那所以在这里你看到以法莲人的时候，你就千万不要以为他真的是以法莲支派的人。
So when it tells you that they are from the hill country of Ephraim or an Ephraimite, it doesn't mean necessarily that they are from the tribe of Ephraim.
他可能是，但是不一定是。
They may be, but it does not necessarily mean that they are.
那既然是这样，
And since that is the case,
那我们就要寻找。
Then we must choose.
那究竟撒母耳他们这个家族是以法莲人还是不是以法莲人？
Is the family of Samuel, are they from the tribe of Ephraim, or are they not from the tribe of Ephraim?
那为什么要找出这个根源来呢？
So what is the reason why we must make clear this background anyway?
因为这个跟神做工的法则和神的历史有密切的关系。
Because it is intimately related to God's work and God's arrangement.
我们感谢神。
We thank our God.
他从来没有给我们猜谜底，不给我们有谜底的。
He has never posed for us a puzzle without providing for us an answer.
那我们现在来看看 历代志上的第六章。
Let's turn to 1 Kings. First Chronicles.
第六章。
Chapter 6.
我们看 我们看27节吗？
Let's look at verse 27.
拿哈的儿子是以利亚，以利亚的儿子是耶罗汉，耶罗汉的儿子是以利加拿，以利加拿的儿子是撒母耳。Eliab's son,
Jeroham, his son, Elkanah, his son. And then verse 28, and the sons of Samuel.
那现在我们回头来看看撒母耳记上第一章。
Let us again return to 1 Samuel chapter 1.
这里就说有一个人名叫以利加拿，是苏弗的原生，托户的曾孙，以利户的孙子，耶罗汉的儿子。
It tells us in verse 1, his name was Elkanah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Elihu, the son of Tohu, the son of Zoph, an Ephraimite.
那我们看看，说他们的高曾祖好像不一样啊。
He said, well, it seems that their ancestors and the line is not quite the same.
但是我们有理由说出。
but there is logic that we are able to see. Verse 34 of First Chronicles, chapter 6.
Oh, and that I can't understand the truth.
Again, let's turn to First Chronicles, let's look at 34.
Now, Samuel is Eliezer's son. 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 Eliezer's son.
And so we see the son of Elkanah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Elio, the son of Toa, the son of Zoth, and the son of Elkanah. And so let's just read up to that point. It tells us, you can see that specifically it refers to the same people. But the one of the forefathers is just a different name.
Not Yosemite. 但是你看到,的确是同一个人。
But it's just, you see that it is actually the same person.
原来,以色列人,他们,一个人有几个名字。
As it turns out, the Israelites have many names for one individual.
如果他们不是用同一个名字的话,你就也许会说不是同一个人。
If they do not record the same name, you might think that it is not the same person. And this is the reason why when there is a mention made of a particular person, it often comes with the father's name, the fourth, the grandfather's name, the great-grandfather's name, a whole line, and that is the reason why that is the case. Because if that was not the case, then sometimes you would not be able to ascertain whether or not this person really is the other person. But from the genealogy contained here, we see that it is the same person. And so from this perspective, now we are able to see.
撒母耳实际上是利未人,
that Samuel comes from the line of Levi.
他们那个家族居住在以法莲山地,
that this family, however, has resided in the land of Ephraim.
但是还是没有解决问题.
Now, there is no question. No, there is no solution.
因为利未人也不能做祭司.
Because the Levites cannot be priests.
只有亚伦的后代才可以.
Oh, not all Levites can be priests. Only the line of Aaron can be priests.
那这样，他凭什么来做祭司呢?
So then, by what criteria does Samuel become a priest?
如果他自己要做祭司的话，那他就是不合法的了。
If he himself wanted to be a priest, then he is not abiding by law.
但是当我们读民数记的时候，我们记得神给以色列人有一个很特殊的奖励。
So when we study the book of Numbers, we remember that God gave the Israelites a very special privilege. A very special ordinance.
那就是拿西尔人的条例.
And that is the ordinance concerning the Nazarite. The ordinance of Nazarite allows for a common man to be given holy unto God.
那就是你看到撒母耳他的出现乃是根据利未人的后裔神拣选的族类和拿西尔的条例而站在这一个历史的 标准上面.
And so we recognize then that Samuel's position is based on his lineage of being a Levite and also upon this ordinance of the Nazarite. And he stands upon these two to take his position.
那我要提出这样的一个事情来，也是让弟兄姊妹很明确的看见，神从来不会做事违背他自己的法则。
I want to emphasize this point in order to illustrate that God would never do any work that is contrary to what he has established as law, what he has established as his principle.
那弟兄姊妹，我们长一辈的，那我们读历史的时候，我们就有一个很明确的、很保险的那一个依据。
If we understand this matter, then we can have a guarantee and have full assurance of the place that we stand when we study history.
那么我们现在了解到了，在以色列山地那里有一个这样的家庭。
And so now we understand that in the hill country of Ephraim, there is this particular family.
这一个以利家呢，他有两个妻子。
That this person, Elkanah, has two wives.
一个是叫做汉娜，一个叫做米娜。
One is named Hannah, and the other is named Peninnah.
那么这一个人，你看出他是立位人。
So this person, we can see, is a Levite.
因为在这里，他不是说他到。 每年都到耶路撒冷去守节，到那个示罗去守节。
It tells us here that he goes yearly to the worship and sacrifice to the Lord.
因为如果是守节的话，他必须要去三次。
If it is not, if it is only to fulfill the criteria regarding the feast, then he would have to go three times a year. But it doesn't record for us that he goes three times a year. Of course, he would go three times a year.
那这里所注重的，他每年去一次。
But it emphasizes here that yearly he goes that one time at least.
去做什么呢？
What does he do there that yearly, at that annual event?
去敬拜，去献祭。
To worship and to sacrifice.
那也就是说，
In other words,
他每年都到示罗那里去执行。 他作为一个立位人的支持，
that every year annually he goes to Shiloh to conduct the business that a Levite would conduct.
那每次他去的时候，那一段时间在那里，
and each time he goes, he would spend a period of time there.
然后工作完毕，他在神面前献一个祭，就回家。
So then after the work is done, then he makes some offering to God, and then he returns.
那么在每次回献祭完毕的时候，
and each time that he makes the sacrifice,
他就把那个平安祭的鸡肉分给他的家人。
Then he proportionally gives hands out the feast of the peace offering.
他家有两个妻子。
Now he has two wives.
一个妻子有儿女。
One wife has children.
另外一个妻子没有儿女。
The other wife did not have any children.
那所以他分的时候，那就每人一份。
So when he gives forth the portion, each person has one portion.
但是到分给哈拿的时候，因为他爱哈拿，他就哈拿两份。
But when it came to Hannah, because he loved Hannah, he gave Hannah a double portion.
Anyway, Hannah many of, are you?
Because Hannah did not mother any children.
Well, I'm doing you there.
Now, let's take notice of this.
Why Hannah many are?
Why did Hannah? Why couldn't Hannah mother any children?
Hannah 以后有, are you?
Afterwards, Hannah had children. But prior to that, Hannah could not bear children.
Peninnah
had many children.
How many?
But Hannah did not. Why couldn't she have children? And why is it that later on she was able to bear children?
那这里面就让我们要注意了。
And so this causes us to take note.
什么原因?
What is the reason?
这里说得非常清楚。
This is recorded very clearly in verse 5.
无奈耶和华不使汉娜生育。
That the Lord had closed her womb.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，你看英文说的很太清楚了。
Oh, brothers and sisters, especially in the English translation, it goes very clear.
神关闭了她的怀。
That the Lord had closed her womb.
就神不让他生育。
That it was the Lord who did not allow her to bear children. It's not that she could not bear children.
那是神不让他生育。
But that the Lord did not allow her to bear children.
那为什么神不让他生育呢？
Why didn't the Lord allow her to bear children?
那不用说了，这里面就很有讲究。
This is very, this is something worthy to be discussed.
那我们看到这一件事的时候
When we see these events
我们将来看一般人碰到这种关系
And we say that many people in general can have this similar circumstance
那我不能生育
And that, oh, I cannot bear children
那怎么办?
So what am I to do?
找医生去
So then we will go to find, to go to a physician
医生解决不了问题
And then when after examining the doctor may think that there is no problem.
祷告去.
And so then you pray.
那祷告也不带出结果.
And if prayer does not bring any result,
那就放弃.
Then you give up.
要么就收养了。
So then think about adoption.
那一般来说就是这样处理了。
And so in general, this is the process that one goes through.
难得有人。
Far be it for anyone.
在这种情形的里头，他摸到神的心意。
That under this emotional type of situation, that they would touch upon the heart of God.
那到这里就有一个人。
But here is presented another.
在这个环境的里头，他摸到神的心意。
Under this circumstance, that she was able to touch upon God's heart.
当然，你可以说他。 所以会有这个祷告，是因为他心里面有点怨气。
You can say, the only reason why she is able to offer up that type of prayer is because she was emotionally oppressed.
她受了好些气，受不了。
And because she could not bear it any longer because of what she had suffered.
好像你要向神要一个孩子来出一出气。
So it is as if she wanted for God to just to bring off to bring forth a child in order to for burden to be released.
那比如说，若是我们这样看汉娜，我们又看错了。But
if we see Hannah in this light, then we are mistaken.
没有做过父母的，他可以说这些风凉话。
For anyone who has not yet. Who has never been a parent, they may be able to say that this makes sense. That I want to have a child in order to for my emotional burden to be discharged. But how are you going to acquire that child? Would you bargain with God? Would you go and bargain with God? Then you would see Hannah's prayer as just a bargaining her.
And
that bargain is that if you give me a child, God, then I will give also that child back to you. Throughout history, there is only one Abraham. You will not be able to find another person like Abraham. But this is Hannah. She is not Abraham. Abraham had Esau. Isaac. Without Isaac, at least he still had Ishmael. Of course, this perspective would be a mistaken view of Abraham. Abraham was able to recognize that God had given to him Isaac. And also that there was a promise from God that his descendants would number as the stars in the sky and the sand in the sea. So he was assured that I can give Isaac to God and God will give me Isaac. Isn't that what is recorded in Hebrews? That he knew that God is able to grant to him a child by the power of resurrection. And so he was able to offer up Isaac. If God wants him, then I will give it to him. But since this is what he has given me in the first place, then he surely will return him to me. Then if you look at it, you say, well, it doesn't seem as if Abraham, that heart of Abraham is that great then. But if you have an only child, you try that. You will realize that you cannot bear to be without. But that is Abraham. But now Hannah, she did not even have a child yet. What do you have to bargain with? All you have are just empty words. And what if God granted you a child and you did not give the child back to God? Then what? Then you might say, well, then just let God kill him then. Out of his wrath, then just let him kill the child. So, brothers and sisters, this would not be the words that would come forth from a parent. Hannah said, God, if you grant me a child, it is not for me to be relieved from my distress. But rather, I would give forth my child to you. I only desire to have a child in order to symbolize that I am not, to prove that I am not cursed. Why is that?
Now, even the Israelites in the middle,
because in among the Israelites, they continue to have this understanding. That if a woman is not able to bear children, it is because she is cursed. Why is she cursed? Because God does not desire to utilize her. Because they all know that God has given Israelites
这个来谁他们啊，将来有一个弥赛亚要从他们中间兴起来。
But one day that a Messiah will come.
那这个弥赛亚当然是以色列人的孩子了。
Of course, the Messiah would be a child of an Israelite.
但是我是一个妇女。
And so now, if I am a woman,
我生下一个孩子
，and I bear a child.
说不定这个孩子就是那个弥赛亚。
Who's to say that my child would not be that Messiah?
所以在以色列的妇人的中间，他们都存着这样的意思。那我能给他用作来生下一个弥赛亚。
And so it is their thought that if I'm able to bear children, then I am being used by God to possibly bear forth the Messiah.
这个我不能生孩子。
But now, if I'm not able to bear children,
那就是说神根本就没有纪念我。
It means that or indicates that God did not even remember me to begin with.
并且神咒诅就是在我身上，所以我不能生你。
And so because of this curse, then I cannot bear children.
那么弟兄姊妹们，那当时一直在家里面所受的气啊，恐怕就是一直给人指着他说你该咒诅。
The stress that Hannah had experienced in her family was probably because Peninnah continued to stress that she was not remembered by God.
我晓得那这样一系列的情形的时候
，and so we understand the situation.
我们就注意了
，then we will take notice.
神借着这样的环境来预备一个。
That God is utilizing the circumstance to prepare an individual who is pure in heart to pursue only God. Because we realized that Hannah was at a point where she cannot stand the affliction any longer that she prayed to God.
但是你看他祷告里面的那个内容
but take notice of the content of her prayer
你都能了解一件事
and you will be able to understand
从他的身世来说他是很可怜的
outwardly speaking she is very miserable
但是你从他祷告的话里面你却看不到他有一点自怜的感觉。
But if you look at her prayer, then you will not be able to see any of that misery at all.
虽然他心里面很痛苦
，even though emotionally she was very distressed，
但是他却没有自怜的情绪。
But there was no misery that is there's no self pity that is reflected.
你看他祷告的是怎么祷告呢？
What type of prayer did she offer?
他说万军之耶和华
He says, O Lord of hosts,
你若垂顾对你的苦情，眷恋不忘对你，赐我一个儿子，我必使他终身归于耶和华，不用剃头刀剃他的头。
If thou wilt indeed look on the reflection of thy maidservant and remember me and not forget thy maidservant, but will give thy maidservant a son, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life.And a razor shall never come on his head. There is no evidence of self-pity at all.
那这样我们就看到神在环境里面所加给他的手。
And so we see that through the circumstances, God has given her a hand.
乃是让他摸到那一条准则。
In order for her to be able to recognize and see a more a more accurate path
来讨神的喜悦来满足神的心意
to cause her to reach for the pleasure of God to satisfaction of God to please God
弟兄姊妹们，你千万不要轻看他这个祷告。
But this is do not belittle this prayer that she offered up.
你给我一个儿子，我就让他终身归你。
If you grant me a son, I will give him all the, to you all the days of his life.
他不是活在我面前,
he will not live before me, but he will live before you.
用什么意思的? 那个时候, 他哪一个儿女都没有。
So his sisters remember at that time, Hannah did not have one child.
如果他真得了一个儿子,
if she was to have a child, this child would have been her first child, first son.
那这个是太重要了,
and this would have been too important.
我在家里排行第五,
I am a fifth in my family line.
那也就是我上头有哥哥姐姐,
and before me there are brothers and sisters.
我底下还有妹妹,
and I also have a younger sister.
如果都养活的话还有弟弟,
oh, if all my siblings were to be alive, then I would also have a younger brother after me as well.
那一共说起来我家应该有八兄弟,
in total there should be eight siblings.
嗯,我是老五,
and I'm number five.
那我很记得,
and I know very sure,
I
know very well.
那时是跟日本人打仗的时候,我们家到了内地,
that during the war with the Japanese, I came to Inland.
那我小学念完要上中学了,
after primary school, I was going to go to secondary school.
那么那个中学呢，就离开我们住的地方有60华里路。
The high school that I was to attend was 40 some odd miles away.
那也就是说，我必须到学校里边去住宿。
It means that I must go there to stay.
那我头一次上学的时候,
I remember the first time that I went to the school,
就雇了一个人给我挑了一间行李。
Oh, I hired someone to carry my luggage there.
那时呢我是12岁还不到,
I was not yet 12 years old.
那因为60华里的路啊, 那清早 天没亮就开始动身,
because it was 40 some odd miles away, I had to begin even before the sunrise.
因为车子里的那个人他还要赶回来，他就是说他那一天要跑120华里。
For that person whom we hired, he was going to go back and forth, so he would have 80 some odd miles.
所以天还没亮我们就动身,
so we started off even before the sunrise.
那天早晨我是第一次离开家，我真是不是滋味。
That was the very first time that I had left home, and so I was very sad.
那半夜过了就爬起来，那他们预备好一些算是早饭嘛，但是吃不下。
And then that day at dinner, there was dinner that was
breakfast
that was prepared, but I could not eat. I did not have appetite. I was sad emotionally. That even before I left home, I was already homesick.
但是我看到我母亲，她的情绪比我还要糟糕。
But I see that for my mother, she was even worse than me.
她当然会很多想法,
and she would have all sorts of thoughts that come to her head.
一个小孩跑到外面去自己管自己,
such a small child to go outside the home, and you would have to take care of yourself.
能不能管得了?
Is it possible that you would be able to take care of yourself?
那个钮子掉了，谁给他缝?
If a button falls off, then who is going to mend it for him? If others pick on him, then how will he respond? There was much too much thought that came through her head.
所以呢，我动身走的时候，我是大概10步一回头看看，站在那个家门口的那个野仔跟我母亲。
And so as I started off, every
princess, I would look back and see my mother and my father. But each time I turn back to look,
我一直看着他们从来没有转变过他们那个姿势，就是一直看着我这样走。
I saw that they did not move from the position that they were in, that they continued to look look towards me as I continue my journey. At that time, the sun has not yet even risen. Not too many steps after I started off, when I turned back, it was already kind of dark and kind of hazy. But I was assured that I can see their person's outline, that they did not move at all. I make mention of this in light of what Hannah says, that if you grant me a child, Lord, then I will give him back to you. If you can just even touch upon her heart at that time, then you will realize that this prayer was such a high prayer. And God desires to find for himself people who have such a pure heart. In order for there to be individuals who are pure of heart to await for God. Individuals who would follow God's desire completely. To be able to open the door to into the kingdom. And at the same time to manifest the king of the kingdom. Of course, the kingdom of which we speak is not the kingdom that they were concerned with at that time. The kingdom of which we speak is the kingdom that will commence of when the Lord returns. But we see that the kingdom that Samuel foreshadowed is a small reflection of that ultimate kingdom to come. Samuel brings forth the kingship of David as a small reflection of the ultimate kingdom. But in sister, this is not a very simple matter. So we see that God permits for the environment to be sustained for Hannah for that period of time. In order for him to prepare the one whom he will use. Now God permits for the hardship to remain for an individual. In order to bring that individual into a proper light. And only then will he be able to bring that person into an absolute light. We thank our God. We see Hannah, who suffered afflictions and yet had no self-pity. This is proper.
Until until she is pushed before God, and her prayer, subsequent prayer, then is able to touch God. And then more accurately to be proper before God as his vessel. We thank our God. Hannah's prayer is to offer up to God the firstborn. This is the ultimate.
我们看立位记上的条例,
if we look at the requirement in Leviticus
和民数记,
or in Numbers,
头生可以读出来,
you can substitute for the firstborn.
但是现在很难这一个祷告,
but now Hannah's prayer,
他不是把头生赎出来,
It is not to make a substitution for the firstborn, but rather to offer up the very firstborn, wholly given to God, for him to live before God, to be a wholehearted person to be used by God.
Oh,
indeed we thank our Lord. So when we study 1 Samuel,
我愿意弟兄姊妹们, 你看见撒母耳记的开始是开始在很难的祷告。
I would like for brothers and sisters to realize that the beginning of 1 Samuel actually begins with Hannah's prayer.
其他的事情都是陪衬的。
All the other occurrences are merely supplemental.
主题是很难的祷告。
But the theme is Hannah's prayer.
好，我们感谢神。
We thank our God.
和拿在神面前这样祷告。
That Hannah offered up this prayer to God.
虽然她里面背着很重的担子。
Even though she suffered great distress,
看见她一直摸着神的心。
Yet she was able to touch the heart of God.
并且更宝贝的。
And then even more precious.
当以利起初误会她。
When Eli falsely accused misunderstood her,
他没有说什么话,
he did not say anything in defense,
他只是说到他里面,
she only stated the feeling that she had inside.
说出她一直停留在神面前的原因,
revealing the reason why she is able to continually remain in God.
伊利虽然是一个混混的祭司,
even though Eli is such a confused priest,
但是这一次他说对了话,
at the very least this time he answered properly.
他说哦这样你可以平平安安的回去,
he said, oh well then go in peace, in peace. Thanks be to the Lord.
你看到汉娜听到以利说了这么一句话, 她果然是平平安安的回去。
That's for Hannah, after she heard the words of Eli, that she really did go in peace.
弟兄姊妹她遇见主,
but she has encountered the Lord,
说你她面上不带一个头颅,
so that's why she was no longer sad outwardly.
在信心里头得了安息,
that she was comforted in faith,
并且,
and also
她完全把自己伏在神的坛顶的底下,
that she has given herself completely to God, God's absolute place.
神自然说我平平安安的回去,
and so Eli says go in peace.
那我就不管,
and so then I will not care,
我能不能养孩子,
whether or not I will be able to bear
能养孩子, 我固然平安,
if I am able to bear a child, of course then I will have peace.
就是不能养孩子, 神说我平平安安, 我孩子不要平安,
but even if I do not bear a child, since God has told me to go in peace, then I will have peace.
不用死了呢, 你看到这一个恨啊, 他不禁止, 祷告出神的心意，他也实在是一个神所要的祷告的人。
And Hannah not only is able to pray out what is required by God, but she also is a person whom God desires, one who is able to pray this prayer.
当他听见了主，他里面是完全的安息下来。
That once she's able to encounter the Lord, then she's able to walk in peace.
他能这样，乃是他遇见了主，他胜出了主。
The reason for this is because she has encountered the Lord and she has obeyed the Lord.
那弟兄姊妹，这是真是不简单的事。
Oh, brothers and sisters, this is not a very simple matter.
虽然我们不是在这里说到胜出的问题。
Even though we will not spend time to talk about the matter of obedience.
但是我们也不能不轻轻提一下。
But we cannot help but to at least make mention of it.
提一下那个胜出的内容。
To make mention of what it means to be obedient.
何拿能这样你的平安再回去，你就看到他里面的那个顺服是摸到神的顺服。
If the very fact that Hannah is able to go in this fashion, to go in peace, then you realize that in her heart she has touched upon the obedience of God.
这顺服能有什么？
What does that obedience serve?
第一，我们要留意。
First, let's take note,
那是神的安排。
It is God's arrangement, to accept God's arrangement.
我接受神的安排。
I accept God's arrangement.
神要这个环境自己这样，感谢神，不依他，我接过来。
If God desires for this circumstance to fall in this fashion, then thanks be to God, then I will accept it.
而如果神的安排是让我真的要得一个儿子，我感谢神，他做的，我接受。
If God arranges such that I truly will be able to bear a son, then I will accept it and thank you to God.
那也就是说，有我也接受，没有我也一样的接受。
It means to say, if it happens, then I will accept it. If it does not happen, I will still accept it.
因为神的安排对我来说是最好。
Because God's arrangement to me is the best.
第二个内容是什么？
The second content,
神的方法
is God's method.
神要把一些就自己来说，神要把一个孩子给我。
The thing is that since God wants to grant me a child,
神用什么方法给我孩子呢？
How will God present that, bring about that child?
这个是不是我所能影响的？
Then that is not, or that is beyond what I am able to comprehend.
而我就信任神按照他的方法来成就他的安排。
So then in my heart, then I will permit for God to make arrangements to bring it about the way that He desires.
还有
and more so,
神的结果
there is also God's result.
我服在神的手下。
If I submit to the hand of God,
我不是强求我所要。
I am not insisting on what I want myself.
我是要神所要，
but rather I would want what God wants.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这个才叫做真正的摸到神的顺服。
Oh, brothers and sisters, this is what is true obedience. That touching on true obedience before God.
这个恨他的环境，神所做的这样的一个人。
That through the environment and the circumstances that Hannah found herself, that her prayer touched upon God's heart, for God's will to be manifested.
We
praise and thank our Lord. When man is proper, God's hand then begins to work. And at this time,
Hannah is pregnant.
Then Hannah became pregnant.
那结果就生了一个孩子。
And she gave birth to a son.
然后她就把孩子的名字叫做撒摩。
And she named him Samuel.
那意思就是说，这是我从耶和华那里出来的。
And the meaning is because I have asked him of the Lord.
具体的那个意思就是说
，the thing being
神。垂听啊
that God had heard.
God heard. 我们感谢
We thank our God.
他得了一个儿子。
that she has attained a son.
他就让这个儿子永远成为神垂听他祷告的基业。
She then allowed the son to be continue to be the remembrance of God.
那我们感谢神。
We thank our God. And so then Hannah gave birth to Samuel.
到以利加拿在上示罗去上班的时候。
And so when Elkanah went up to Shiloh,
那他本
就
要把全家都带去。
He was to bring his whole family.
汉娜就说孩子还小。
Hannah said, the child is still young.
我暂时就不去。
I will remain and will not go.
我在家里抚养他。
I will remain at home.
一直等到他到奶。
Until he is weaned.
我就把他送到耶和华的面前。
And I will present him before God.
让他一生活在神的面前。
So that he will continue to live his days before God.
我们感谢神，到了孩子断奶的时候，
we thank our God that at the time when the child is weaned,
他就把孩子带去，
that she brought him, the child, to him.
到今天呢，当我读到这个话的时候，我里面那个感觉真是很深。
Well, this is when I read to this point, then I'm deeply touched.
一句话就说清楚。
One phrase was stated clearly.
Hannah 没有让孩子代替了神。
Hannah did not allow for the child to substitute for God.
在这里的时候，撒母耳是长子。
At this time, Samuel has grown. It's the firstborn.
也是他的独生子。
It is also her only begotten son.
以后我还有没有孩子？没有把握。
There is no guarantee whether she will bear any other children.
哎呀，这样的一个孩子，那的，很容易就代替了神。
This type of a child very slowly could substitute for God.
但是感谢。
But thanks be to God.
Hannah 没有。
Hannah did not allow it.
但孩子一断奶。
When the child was weaned,
他就马上把孩子带到示罗会幕那里去。
Immediately, she brought the child to Shiloh to present.
带了他的公牛，一只细面，一只大酒。
And so she brought with her a 3-year-old bull, an ephod of flowers, and a jug of wine.
按照原来说，这个小孩去献祭，用不着公牛那么紧张啊。
Such a young child, she did not need to go to that far of an extent to bring a bull.
But she brought a 3-year-old bull.
The Chinese translation where she bought 3 bulls.
那他到那边就是再宰了一个。
She would slay slaughter one bull.
那这一个是作为燔祭献上去。
And this would be for burnt offering.
那也是说，完全的寻求神的悦纳，把这个孩子带到神的面前。
It is to completely offer the self up to present the child to God.
那另外那两个宰不宰呢？
And then the other two would be for sacrifice.
会不会杀呢？
Would they also be slaughtered?
也杀的。
They will also be slaughtered.
那这里没有记载。
But it does not record that for us here.
为什么说是都杀呢？
Why would they also slaughter it?
那我们就要问为什么是三次。
First of all, the question then, why is it 3 bulls?
你晓得，这个是撒母耳头一次到神面前。
You should take note that this is the very first time that Samuel comes before the Lord.
那他要献的不仅是燔祭， 是他母亲替他献的。
The burnt offering is offered up for him by his mother.
啊，他母亲要献出赎罪祭。
But he also must offer up sin offerings.
然后还要献一个平安祭。
And then he also must offer up peace offerings.
说刚好三个人。
And so therefore there are three bulls.
而这里只是说他宰的头，他第一只牛。
Here it records only the first bull.
那为什么？
Why is that?
这是一个非常强烈的表达那一个燔祭的意义。
It is to reflect the meaning of burnt offering as a
完全的献给神。
To symbolize that it is completely given to God.
完全的寻求神的喜悦。
To completely to choose God to please God,
完全的去满足神的事情
is to completely satisfy God Himself.
Oh, 弟兄姊妹们
oh, brothers and sisters,
很有意思
is very meaningful.
那他献了那个献上那个燔祭以后
after the burnt offering,
他就把小撒母耳带到伊利那里。
Then she brought young Samuel to Eli.
弟兄姊妹注意了，这里头
还
有意思。
This is very meaningful here.
他就对以利说：“那我就是去年那一个妇人，神答应了我祷告，那现在我来还愿来了。”
And she said to Samuel, "I have come previously, and now this is the boy for which I have prayed, and now I have brought him here to the Lord."
我要弟兄姊妹们。特别留意最末了的那一节。
Like for brothers and sisters to take notice at the very last sentence.
这一节怎么说呢？
What does that say?
所以我将这孩子归于耶和华，使他终身归于耶和华，一直在那里敬拜耶和华。
The very last verse, verse 28 says, So I have also dedicated him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he is dedicated to the Lord, and he worshiped the Lord there.
啊，弟兄姊妹们啊
，Oh brothers and sisters，
当我们回到那个原来的意思性的时候
，When we go back to the original text and the meaning there，
你真看到，哈拿很摸到神的心
，You realize that Hannah truly, truly touched upon the heart of God，
她是因为摸到神的那一个祷告，就摸到了神。的心意，所以对神的意认识就非常的明确。
Because she, her prayer touched upon God, and she was able to truly touch God. Therefore, she was able.
认识，
so she was able to truly know God.
那我们中文圣经说，把它归于神。
In the Chinese translation, it says that she offers him to God.
Now, this NIV is
In the NIV translation, it says given over to the Lord. And NASB, it says dedicated him to the Lord.
So, that's not the original meaning.
Both these translations.Are good, but it's not as good as the original text.
在如果利用什么你查看 New King James,
if we use the New King James translation,
或者是 Darby 的那个译本
or Darby's translation,
你看到一件事情，
因为这
比其他那几个译本。有更深一层的意思
that there is even a deeper level of meaning that is beyond what we have just read
完成把亚伯拉罕献以撒的那一个实际表达出来
it is, and it illustrates totally the when the event when Abraham offered up Isaac as a sacrifice to God
把神和他子民中间的那个整车的关系表达出来
She manifests the complete accurate relationship between God and man and his people
他怎么说呢？
What does it say?
现在我把我把这孩子借给他。
It says, I will lend, I will lend the child to God. He says, how could she lend the child to God? Because if you lend something to God, that means God's supposed to return it to you. Thanks be to God. Indeed, God returned it.
那我想这些这个事情呢、啊，我们记得那个真言书上的一句话，我们就会更了解。
If we know of we remember a verse in Proverbs, then we will be able to see this even more clearly.
凡借给穷人的，就是借给耶和华。
For that which is borrowed to lend to the poor, it is lend to God.
那神要丰丰富富的偿还。
God desires an abundant return.
又不能说他，他那在这里接连说了两次这个话。
Hannah stated this twice.
所以我真的孩子归于耶和华，使他终身归于耶和华啊！我借给耶和华，让他终身归借给耶和华。
He says, "So I have dedicated him to the Lord, and as long as he lives, he is totally dedicated to the Lord."
孩子
们，
你看到这里面第四章
？Do you see something here?
神把撒母耳赐给哈拿。
God has granted Samuel to Hannah.
Hannah 对撒母耳就有所有权。
Hannah has ownership over Samuel.
神现在他要把撒母耳归给神。
Now she is to offer him up to God.
神就让Hannah仍然保留着他的那一个所有权。
And God is permitting Sarah to retain ownership over a family.
因为这个是神给他的。
Because this was given to Hannah from God.
神不改变他的定规。
God will not change what he has established.
要把他所给的收回来。
To retrieve what he has granted to someone.
神从来不做这样的。
God has never and will not ever do that.
他赏赐了就是永远的赏赐。
What he has established is that
once
he has given, he will give forever.
我们看以撒的那个事情就是这样，对不对
？When we see Isaac, is that not the case?
神把以撒给亚伯拉罕，就永远给亚伯拉罕。
When God granted Isaac to Abraham, then he gave it to him forever.
神没有把以撒收回来，不给。
God never retrieved Isaac and took it away from Abraham.
那孙子他哪摸到神的心思
？So Hannah was able to touch upon the heart of God.
我要把撒母耳给神。
I want to give Samuel to God.
但神是尊重我的所有权。
But God still remembers my heart.
Respect
my ownership.
那所以神说，你借给我就好了。
And so God says, it's enough that you lend him to me.
你借给我，我就使用他。
If you lend him to me, I will use him.
但因为是借。
But because it is only lending,
我一定要偿还的。
I will return. I will return it him.
Reward.
I will reward you for
the reward.
I will give reward in accordance.
啊，弟兄们，在这里我们要看见一个好大的事情。
And from this point, we need to see a very great matter.
在我们来看，我们是归于神。
From our perspective, we are given over to God. It is used in other translations, we are dedicated to God. God says, no, it is enough that you just lend it to me. I will respect your ownership. You lend it to me now. And I will utilize what you have lent to me and to establish what I will establish.
等到我偿还的时候
until I'm finished, complete, and until it's
complete,
I will return to him many, many folds with
abundance.
When Samuel brings forth the kingdom and the kingship, we see how abundant and how rich is God's reward. We truly need to give thanks and worship our Lord. That through circumstances, God is able to attain an individual. And through this individual's prayer, she is able to open up the door to God's will. And then God reveals his eternal work. And then to give an abundance to over to that individual. And also to glorify his eternal will. To manifest that what he desires to accomplish is upon this earth. We thank our God. When we begin the study of 1 Samuel, at the very beginning, that God gives us this light. May we utilize this light in light of the decline that was in the age of the judges. And then we would truly be able to see that this is such a glorious revelation. We thank our God. And Samuel, in this fashion, is able to begin to live before the light of God. And in this fashion, it begins to bring forth God's eternal will. We thank our God. I think we will end our study here at this point.
Okay.